Rutabaga Jazz Festival coming back this weekend. We're getting a little normalcy in our lives. Good morning. It is 8:15. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aerdith, Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher. Well, it's back this weekend. We're going to find out all about it. Associate Professor and Chair of Music at Knox College, Nikki Malley, joining us this morning. Nikki, good morning. How are you today?
I am really, really happy to be back here in the studio with you, so I'm great.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking off the air about how different things are, especially for you trying to teach classes over at Knox and online and just all of the craziness. And but a little bit of normalcy is coming our way. We like to hear that, right?
We are thrilled to have something that resembles normalcy coming back, yes.
Absolutely. All right, so the Rutabaga Jazz Festival coming up this weekend, Orpheum Theater, and I'm going to say right off the bat, and you will hear it multiple times, you got to purchase your tickets ahead of time. Contact the Orpheum, 342-2299, or galesburgorpheum.org. So we'll get that out of the way right off the bat. But we're going to hear it multiple times though this morning, right?
Yep. I'll be a broken record, no pun intended, about that part, because it's different than the way that we've ever had to handle live events before. Just like everything, everything's a little different this year.
Yeah. So, of course, last year obviously didn't happen. How many now is this? How many will this be as far as the Rutabaga?
Well, it's hard to do the math because I don't know if you count last year or not.
Right, exactly.
But, Rutabaga is 41 years old this year. Last year would have been our 40th anniversary festival. So, at this point, I don't know what the math looks like, a calculus equation, because you subtract one, add two. So we're in year 41. We're going to call it the 41st.
Okay. That makes sense. Why not? Either way, it's been around for a while. It's been a great event here in Galesburg, and it's going to happen again. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the details about what's happening this year.
Yeah, so in some ways it'll be similar, in some ways very different to the past. Obviously, we're not doing the Thursday and Friday components that we would have done in town at Fat Fish because of health and safety guidelines. We can't do something in small spaces. So our faculty and friends is not happening, our alumni band. But we are doing both Friday and Saturday nights at the Orpheum Theater. We are bringing in incredible guest artists for both evenings. And we are splitting up and doing two shows with each band. So they'll be doing 60 to 75 minute sets, and that'll allow us to have small audiences, but double the size since we're doing two for each show, with time in between for the theater to kind of refresh. Limited seating, 70 audience members is our maximum in a theater that seats almost 1,000. So they'll also be removing seats, so you literally have to be physically spaced. Your group will be spaced in a place that is, removed from other audience members. But the important thing is that we're doing these shows, and they're going to be on stage. And we obviously have to control how many people are in and out of similar small spaces. So usually the students are performing before and with the guest artists. That's not happening this year because we just really can't navigate multiple bands in and off the stage with the small back rooms that we have. So the students all went to the Orpheum last Tuesday and recorded their performances on the Orpheum stage, and those will be screened on video as the opening acts before the live show. So the students still got the opportunity to play at the Orpheum, which is incredible. And it's going to be, I think, as close to what people are used to as possible, but you're also going to feel like you're getting a private audience for some world-class music, which is actually a pretty cool thing.
Absolutely. Nikki Malley, Rutabaga Jazz Festival is happening this weekend. Now, again, as I said, tickets are limited. You got to get them ahead of time. Call the Orpheum, 342-2299, or go to galesburgorpheum.org. But if you're not able, say you're out of town, you're not maybe one of the fortunate few that's going to be able to get the tickets, there's still going to be a way for you to be able to watch it.
Yeah, we are really excited about this as well. And all credit goes to Andy Crawford, who is the managing director. He has moved mountains to make this possible. We're going to be live streaming the concerts as well. We'll live stream from the Knox College YouTube channel. And we've partnered with the Central Illinois Jazz Society, and they'll be live streaming from their Facebook page. So it's actually allowed us to build some – we've always had a relationship with them, but we haven't co-sponsored events. It's created new opportunities. So you will be able to see it a number of ways. And and I would say that folks may also not be used to tickets. Usually our floor tickets are all free for Rutabaga. We are charging $5 a ticket simply so that we can make sure people reserve in advance and we keep to those numbers. And because we are very generously funded by donors, community businesses, we are giving or we're translating all of those ticket sales back to the Orpheum. So all of those proceeds go to the Orpheum. They've also, you know, been closed for many, many months. Right. So this helps benefit the Orpheum. It brings live music back to us. We're partnering with, you know, other organizations in the area. So, you know, there are still some silver linings to all of this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. So help out the Orpheums to hear some great music, see some great music if you can be there. Let's talk about the guest artists that are going to be there. It sounds like you've got some fantastic, fantastic musicians coming.
Yeah, they are very, very different bands on Friday and Saturday. Friday night, we have a 4 o'clock show and a 7 o'clock show and a 9 o'clock show on Friday. All of these numbers are still different to me. And that guest artist band is Soul Message. They're an organ quartet. So they're kind of the Hammond B3 organ style, kind of a Memphis.
All four of them?
No. Or? So it's led by the organist, Chris Foreman.
Okay.
And so there's one organ and then three supporting players.
Okay.
Drums, guitar, and saxophone. Organ covers bass and keyboards. So that kind of Memphis soul R&B slash jazz feel, it's extremely groovy. This is not avant-garde over your head jazz. This is stuff that feels really good and fun, and you're going to want to dance, but we probably can't dance yet until, you know, the world gets back to completely normal. Chris Foreman and Greg Rockingham, who's his drummer, they've been playing in Chicago and then throughout the country and world for, I think, the last 30, almost 35 years. These guys are tight. It's going to be an incredibly powerful, good-feeling concert. That's Friday night. And then Saturday night is Greg Ward's Rogue Parade. Totally different kind of band. Greg Ward grew up in Peoria. He is considered by many to be one of the leading jazz saxophone players in the country and world. We are very proud of him. We've had a long relationship with him. This band is also a quartet, but completely different than Friday night. It's Greg on saxes, two guitars, Matt Gold and Dave Miller, and then Quinn Kirchner on drums. And both the guitarists are playing acoustic guitar or electric guitar plugged in and effects. So there's a kind of electronic component. So it's going to be kind of rocky, kind of edgy, kind of, I'm from the 90s, alternative-ish.
Right.
but again, not I wouldn't call it avant-garde. I would call it very kind of contemporary electronic pop music meets jazz. And some of the two guitarists he has are two of my favorite guitarists playing anywhere right now. Incredible, incredible music. So that'll be our Saturday shows are 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. We did an earlier show so that families who might want to come to the 4 o'clock and then be home for dinner can do that. So we have a late show on Friday, but then slightly earlier sets on Saturday. And Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, if you want your kids to get interested in music, perfect opportunity.
Yes, if your kids have been stuck at home for a long time.
Yeah.
10 o'clock, Soul Message, the Friday night band, will be doing our Rutabaga Kids. We usually do it at the library. We're doing it at the Orpheum for additional spacing. They'll talk about how they make this music, what it is, what improvisation is. And that event, we're only asking that one accompanying adult come with child or children, and we'll charge $5 ticket for that adult. Again, this is just to ensure numbers, but all kids get in free to that event. So we are still doing the educational outreach, and I will say kudos to all of our staff who also put together our Rutabaga School Tour events virtually. We filmed all of that and sent out customized videos to all the area schools. So some things you'll see, some things you won't see, or your kids saw them at school. But the big takeaway, and I know we said we'd be a broken record about this, is we're all used to walking up to the door and buying a ticket, and we just can't do that this year in order to ensure numbers. So you do have to call ahead and get those tickets reserved at the Orpheum Theater, 342-2299. And we would love to see our capacity of 70 filled for all events. I think it's going to be great, and I feel very comfortable about all the measures that we have taken. We wouldn't be doing it if we didn't. I think that's right. The other takeaway.
Rutabaga Jazz Festival this weekend. Nikki Malley, Associate Professor and Chair of Music at Knox College, in to talk about it here this morning. Yeah, this weekend gets underway Friday night and Saturday. Is it, you know, 41 years worth? It's probably never easy to get the artists to come, but since this is an event that's been around so long, is it, you know, I'm guessing a lot of artists know about it, so maybe that probably helps in when you're trying to find artists to perform.
We've been very lucky, and I think people do know about this festival. There are not a lot of communities this size that have a jazz festival. If they do, they are rarely jazz festivals that that explore all the different genres and styles that we do. This is the kind of music that is usually relegated to larger metropolitan jazz festivals. The community of jazz musicians is small. They know each other. And like everything, if they have a good experience, they tell other people. So we have – sometimes you call somebody and they say, Galesburg, Illinois, why am I going to go there for a weekend? But then they call three or four of their friends who've been, and they get amazing food when they're here. They get receptive audiences who love their music. They often say that they get more interactive and appreciative audiences here than they get at the major festivals they play at. So I think, you know, Galesburg shows itself very well when our artists come here, and then they want to come back and they want their friends to come. And that's we feel good about that. And it allows us to get people that are maybe theoretically above our pay grade because they come here and they have a great experience.
Well, that's one of the things that's really cool about Galesburg, and especially whether it's the Orpheum or other venues that getting, whether it's jazz or classical, blues, rock, whatever. There's so many different genres of music, and then people will come to see it and will pay to see it. That's a great thing, and especially to see great artists no matter what the genre.
Well, I always say, you know, people sometimes say, well, I'm not a jazz fan or I'm not a country fan. I think people generally...
You will be, though, if you go, right?
People like good music.
Yes.
And I think so far, we've been batting close to 1,000. I would selfishly say we've been bringing good music. And people who every year somebody says, I don't listen to jazz. My wife dragged me to this, or my kids made me come, and I really liked it. And that's what we want to do, is kind of break down those barriers about what we think our genres and preferences are and just bring good music. That's what people like.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't care what the genre is. Listening and seeing great musicians is just an amazing thing. Okay, I saw, what was it, 2 years ago, Kenny G. Yeah, I could care less about the music. But when I saw him in concert and doing and listening, it's like, I was just dumbfounded. And even some of the artists have been here, whether at Fat Fish or whatever, some of the blues guys. It's just amazing to watch people that are good at what they do.
Yeah, and again, regardless of genre. In jazz, when it's largely improvised, that can be something that turns people off in recording. When you see it live, so many of the things that you might feel don't make sense to you, that are too abstract, all of a sudden, they're just completely relatable and understandable because you're seeing people make music. And that's a really fabulous thing to watch. It's magnetic. It draws you in. And I cannot wait. I haven't been at a live show myself for over a year now. So yeah. This is not just our audiences who are getting this experience again for the first time. Me too. And I can't wait to have the experience you just described. Finally.
Yeah. Well, and I think no matter what kind of music you like, if you're a rock fan, okay, you hear the song on the radio with the guitar solo. Guess what happens when you see it in concert? That's a completely different guitar solo. They're improvising, just so it's no different in jazz.
Exactly. And that's what people love. They love the artists feed off the audience. I've played many gigs where I have not had audience interaction, and I felt like it was, you know, pulling a train, and then you have people who are into it, and all of a sudden you're doing things you didn't think you could do, and that energy kind of multiplies on itself. So, I almost hesitate to emphasize the jazz part of the jazz festival because it's a music, it's a good music festival. I guess that's not really a genre yet, but maybe we should work on
that. It should be. Rutabaga Jazz Festival is coming up this weekend at the Orpheum Theater. Again, you got to call ahead for your tickets. There'll be limited to 70 for each show. 342-2299 is the number, or you can log onto the Orpheum's website, galesburgorpheum.org. Friday night, 7 to 9, Soul Message. Saturday night, Greg Ward's Rogue Parade, 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock Friday, 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Saturday. A couple of shows each evening. And then, of course, the Rutabaga Kids Meet the Artists on Saturday morning, 10 o'clock. It sounds like it's going to be really fun. Nikki Malley joining us here this morning. You know, just jazz in general. I mean, you can take jazz is over here, and it's also over here. And there's so much in between, and there's some roots of every genre of music within jazz.
Absolutely, and I'm sure people who listen to country would say the same thing, right?
Yeah.
People who limit country to one sound or one style, it's not all Hank Williams, as great as Hank is, right? So that's the amazing thing about jazz, and we do try really hard to bring artists that connect to the history of jazz. So you're going to hear swing, I mean, you're going to hear straight up groove and funk on Friday, but then you also hear people who are doing experimental things. We try really hard, though, to find that kind of sweet spot between experimental and new, but also accessible. to break down some kind of preconceptions that all jazz is completely esoteric and this intellectual exercise that you can't access as a listener. But that's what's wonderful about jazz. And if people come to Rutabaga a couple years in a row, I think they start to see what you were describing. Wow, jazz is not one sound. It's not one style. And I may not love this kind, this version, but I fell in love with this version. And that's, again, when you get down to good music and people being creative. And that's, you know, jazz is constantly trying to reinvent itself. That's what it was born to do. And it's an exciting thing to see and be a part of. And it's okay to love some corners of the style and not as much others. That's why you have a menu with, you know, lots of different things out of the restaurant.
Absolutely. Well, and it's all about your personal experiences. It was like, okay, well, to some people, okay, well, jazz is that Dixieland stuff. Then, well, yes, that's a part of it.
Exactly.
That is a part of it. But yet, listen to this. That's all, like, really? That's the same genre? Yes. Yes, it is. Or yep. Like you said, you get so much R&B in it or whatever the case may be. It just, it can be so much. That sounds like rock to me. Yeah, well, that's part of the jazz.
Well, yeah, and you're listening to contemporary jazz artists who grew up listening to Nirvana. That right. Seeps into the music they play, and it makes jazz fresh and new all the time. And then all of a sudden, that person's playing a Louis Armstrong lick, and the Dixieland filters in there. And that's the deeper you get into jazz, the more you start to hear all those different streams. So you just get to hear more and more. Which makes it, you know, obviously I've been listening to it for decades and you start to be, it's almost a saturation, but it's wonderful to hear all those streams of history coming into the music. And that's another thing I think jazz does pretty well.
Well, you know, and Tyler was already, he's like, okay, I got my Ray-Bans, I got my beret, I got my cigarette holder. He thought that was the, see, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that to listen to jazz.
I'm bringing my tambourine.
And bongos. Don't forget the bongos.
And finger snaps.
Yeah, the finger snaps. There you go. There you
I got an egg shaker.
Nikki Malley, Associate Professor and Chair of Music at Knox College, the Rutabaga Jazz Festival. And we'll say it's a music festival. It's jazz, but it is great music is what you're going to hear. And if you want to hear some great music, again, tickets available by calling 342-2299 at the Orpheum Theater. And you have to do it that way. You got to get them ahead of time. GaelsburgOrpheum.org. Two shows Friday night, 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock is Soul Message performing. Then Saturday night, two shows. Actually, Saturday afternoon and night, 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock, Greg Ward's Rogue Parade. And also, Knox College's YouTube channel, and the Central Illinois Jazz Society Facebook page are ways if you can't be there that you can still participate.
Absolutely. Yes, we'd love to see people interact with this in the way that they feel comfortable. And I would just also say, if you have any questions or concerns, you haven't been to a live event, you know, you can also call us at the Jazz Office, 341-7265. That's my office on campus. You can email us. You can right on the Knox website, you'll find Rutabaga. There's contact information there. We're happy to answer any questions. We want people to feel comfortable and safe so that they can have a good time again, finally.
Absolutely. And Nick, anything else we need to know about the Rutabaga Jazz Festival?
No, except that I think everyone should just prepare to have a great weekend. We all deserve it.
Absolutely. And thanks to Andy Crawford for all his hard work.
Oh,
too.
My goodness. And people don't see him. He's always behind the scenes. But everything we do that looks professional and good, he's responsible for it. I'm just the one that talks into the microphone because that's the thing he despises doing. But there's a lot of people who made – a lot of people. The Orpheum staff, our sound technician, Bill Duncan. I mean, there's a huge team behind me and the guest artists that people don't see. If we're doing our job right, you don't see them. But trust me, they're there.
Yep. Can't happen without them.
Nope.
Nikki Malley, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.